Seneca famously said, "While we wait for life, life passes." When you understand that your days are counted, that your days are limited, you begin to work with urgency towards your goals. You begin to work with urgency towards the things that you want in life. People say, "Well, I'll start tomorrow," or "I'll get started when the new year hits." It doesn't work that way. Life passes you by with no urgency, but day by day. And so many people live and wake up like accidents, that they forget this beautiful principle that life is in your control. And if you want to experience a certain type of outcome and a certain type of future, you must input the necessary labor today.
On the one side, you can make your ideas about what you would like to have, where you would like to be. This is the one side. So your focus is on what you would like to have, where you would like to be. Other question is, what are you willing to sacrifice? Through how many different pains, conflicts, challenges are you willing to go through? Because there is something that goes hand in hand, like walking up the mountain. Walking to the peak is not going to get more easy. The higher the altitude, the more difficult it becomes. The challenges are not going to get easier the higher you reach.
There's two sides of pain that I don't think a lot of people really understand, right? There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain, because that hurts. You remember what that felt like. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called, if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it.
Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
Being a human being is not easy, as opposed to an animal, because we're born and nobody gives us a direction. And it's a very, very difficult process. You wake up in the morning and you don't really know what you can do. You could choose 12 different paths. It can be very confusing and very overwhelming. When you find that sense of purpose, when you find what I call your life's task, everything has a direction. Everything has a purpose. Your energy is concentrated. It's not like you're just going down a single narrow pathway. It's not like life becomes boring and it's just about discipline and solving problems. It's actually the most exciting thing that can ever happen to you, because you never have that lost feeling. You wake up in the morning and you go, yeah, this is what I need to accomplish.
Yesterday ended last night. If you were successful, I got something for you. It ended last night. You can't live on yesterday's success. If you failed, I've got good news for you. It ended last night. Today matters. We over-exaggerate yesterday, we overestimate tomorrow, and we underestimate today. And it's today what matters.
Fastest way to losing yourself is to try and make everyone else happy. The best thing you can do is be a true north. Be you. Shine your light. Know what your core values are. Know what your belief system is. Know what your morals and your character should be. And live by that.
I learned recently how grateful I am for storms. Quiet skies don't show you how strong you are. Calm doesn't force you to level up. No, it's when the ground shakes we learn to endure. We're forced to find within ourselves a resilience that was once tucked away. They say confidence is earned. And well, it's earned, because when we walk through hell, we give our greatness permission to walk alongside us.
The perfect moment has already come and gone. Time after time, but you're sitting here still waiting for it. You think it's gonna knock on your door and say, "Hey, I'm the perfect moment, I'm here." But the truth is, there's two types of people. The person that says, "Oh, I don't really care, I'm gonna die one day, what does it matter?" Or there's the person that says, "I've got one life and I'm going to live it."
My definition of a creative life is any life where your decisions are routinely based more strongly on your curiosity than your fear, every single day. in all your realms of your life. And then your life itself will become a work of art. And it doesn't matter what you make or produce or leave or influence. It's just that you will create a life that will be really interesting for you.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
It's always darkest before the sun breaks in the morning. It's always darkest. But you know the sun is going to come up. Think of the sun. Think how dark it is before the sun comes up. When you're and down and you see no hope or no way out of your condition and you're seething in these emotions, try to remind yourself, do you think the sun is going to come up or is it not going to come up? The sun always comes up, and that's your hope.
You think that big changes are what are going to make you happy. That's not the answer. What makes you happier are the little things. Happiness is the smallest things, because your whole life is made up of all the little things that you do every single day. That's how you build a happier life. So pay attention to when you wake up, the first thing you look at every morning, being kinder to yourself. The little things are everything, because they add up to one big happy life.
Real self-worth comes from doing hard things. We keep talking about self-love. We keep talking about loving yourself, believing in yourself. That happens naturally when you go through something difficult.
The day that turns your life around. And under this subject, we're going to talk about the emotions that can change your life. Human beings are emotional creatures. And emotions are powerful for life change. Now, of course, emotions are so powerful, they can go either way on you. Emotions can either build or destroy. So you really have to employ emotions properly. We call civilization the intelligent management of human emotions. If you can intelligently apply your emotions in the right direction, no telling what can happen. Could turn your life around one day would be sufficient.
You have to become the kind of person that can push through the hard times. Most people can't do that. Most people cannot push through the challenging, the draining, the frustrating times that make everybody else quit. So you have to build yourself into someone who has the discipline, the fortitude, the grit, the perseverance to become someone who is literally incapable of quitting.
What I've learned is to always keep going. Always, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready.
Don't cheat yourself. Don't sabotage your dreams by chasing cheap dopamine. Delay your gratification. Understand that the game is long and the road is difficult and that you're by yourself. And if you cheat yourself, well, you're going to be cheated by everybody else. Level up, focus on becoming the best version of yourself. And don't do the things in life that are going to set you back. That which you know you're not supposed to do, you don't do it. The life that you have is the life that you chose. If the life that you have is not a life that you like, make different choices. So if the life that you have is not a life that you enjoy, you are responsible.
Cling to it. Things will get better once you get over this downtime. And the difficulty is that people can't think of that when they're so depressed and so hopeless and they reach bottom. They can't visualize that things will ever get better. But for those who have courage and have faith and hope that things will get better in my life, They can look back a few years later and say, wow, look at me now. Some have it and some don't. Some will stay down, they will never get up off the floor. And others will endure, and they have courage and they have hope, and life will get better. It always does.
Loneliness is a timeless thing, tragically. Stoicism is founded in a moment of loneliness. Zeno loses everything in a shipwreck. Seneca's best writings come from exile when he's sent far away from the people that he loves. Marcus Aurelius is the most powerful man in the world, but also by the very nature of his power and responsibility and fame, he was isolated, he was lonely, just as you might be today.
You have to start looking at uncertainty and transition and that feeling of, I know there's much more to me, as a positive and not a negative, and start leaning into it. Because let me tell you something, there is so much more to you. Like, you haven't even figured out who you fully are yet. Like, that is a beautiful thing, to know that there's still more to discover about yourself. There's still more to learn about yourself, you know, and that's a beautiful thing to know that, right? And so often we just allow fear, doubt, or I want to control everything to keep us from exploring that, from really, really, you know, stepping out of our shell and expanding who we really are.
Most people never succeed in life because they're waiting for conditions to be perfect. They're waiting for the sun to shine, the temperature to be right, all the stars to align, and then have some sort of sign that tells them to go. And I'm here to tell you guys that will never happen. Conditions will never be perfect. Things will never align. There will always be a reason for you to put off what should be done right now for a later time. That is a success and life truth.
There's two ways to see the world. Some people see the thing that they want, and some people see the thing that prevents them from getting the thing that they want.
Don't spend your life living for other people, being a box checker for what feels right to them. Put yourself first. There's nothing worse than living with regret. So take a risk, bet on yourself, do the thing that nobody thinks you can do. Shock the world. What do you have to lose?
A blade does not become strong until it's been through the fire several times. And this is just your first or second time through the fire. And there's a lot of hammer work that has to take place. And then you're going to have to go back in the forge again. And it's hot and it melts you down and you're uncomfortable. You've got a lot more forge time left. You've got a lot more hammer blows left. And it takes time. Embrace the process. You say, Dwayne, what process? Life. Embrace the journey and the process of life.